This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello everybody. I'm going to do the thing that Dave does because I mean it today. We've loads to be doing.
What do we have to be doing?
I have to do that whole bit for tomorrow about Shakespearean songs.
I have to do that as well.
Music
have
game, you have to do Dave Ranks.
I have to do Dave Ranks.
You got music game ready for next week.
Trying to sound busy.
So she doesn't have loads to be doing. She just doesn't want to talk to you.
No. I have to go and do a grocery shop. I have to get home to the dog who probably was not dead in the kitchen.
That's not a work problem.
Ah, well, we've been in meetings now for the last 45 minutes.
It's 10:45.
It'll be another 45 minutes before we get out of here, though.
It will be, she's right.
Oh, sorry, man. I thought your mic was on.
You should see the days that I work. You wouldn't survive a day.
Then you should have been a presenter.
An hour after Dave every day.
Yeah.
Don't try and fucking throw me under the bus for no reason. I was backing
you
up.
He's already lazy.
I'm not fucking lazy. I'm really good at what I do. I just have no interest in being here any time for a moment past the time that I have to be.
In fairness, I do have to give Emma a gold star many a time because she has helped me with lots of tricky tank questions.
Oh, fair play to you.
It's very hard to think of them now. I'm starting
TikToks.
Yeah, I have to do 20 a day.
It's a lot. Yeah, because I came up at about 20 yesterday and then I was like, oh my God, that's so many. And I was like, that's one day for Callum.
That's nuts.
One day. Yeah. That's crazy. I was like, for ages. I started and then I couldn't stop for a while. I was just kind of jostling my phone doing it. And then I was like, oh my God, that's so much work. And then I was like, shit, that's his one day.
And the higher the numbers go, the trickier it is. It's so hard to write questions for 7, 8, 9 and 10.
I was getting loads with 2, loads with 3. Yeah. And then I
How
like,
many leap cards are there? How many numbers on a barcode? How many cameras
on
an iPhone 17
oh,
Pro?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, no, the cameras on the 17 Pro.
I had that as a question yesterday. I wrote that to you.
Yeah. 3.
Yeah.
4 if you include the front.
Oh, yeah, clever.
In total.
Yeah,
so you can change that question to suit you going on the back or on the front. Yeah,
you kind of see sometimes.
What? Oh, I have a new range of questions for you.
Go on.
Like a range?
What number would the big hand be on the clock if it was 4:20?
Oh,
good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the big hand would be at 20. Oh, at 4. Yeah.
The big hand would be
at
20.
Oh my God, get me on good enough.
It'd be a 20. That's a Hall of Fame answer. Okay, we're not going to use any of these questions tomorrow because...
Yes, we are. Enter.
Yeah, you'll get 10 out of 10.
Bye.
Drive line.
No, I meant bye to the podcast.
You just stood up.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we? Welcome to Thursday, everybody. Woo! Thank God, this week is flying.
Absolutely flying. The
weather's
helps.
Definitely helping.
Yes, and just, I think, no matter what you do for work, once you've something extracurricular during the week, one meet up with a friend, one thing you
something
go
to look
to,
forward to,
one thing to just mix the something out of the mundane, then I think the week flies.
Come here, Pippa was in London over the weekend, right, visiting friends.
Your missus, yeah.
And, she was on one of them Lime bikes and she fell off it.
I saw a lot of blood in her Instagram story.
Yeah.
Didn't look good.
And she just texted me there. She's in Boston for work at the moment. And
she did fall off something again.
She was walking, but it's really hot in Boston. She was wearing flip-flops and she fell again. I've got the ick.
Stop that now.
I don't like her anymore at all.
She's fallen twice.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
but
God.
I feel like... Is it getting to the age now where she's like, she's had a fall? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's quite there yet, but what damage has she done to herself now, the poor devil?
I just think about the damage to me. Oh, ick. What are you doing falling? Stay upright.
Would Pippa be pretty clumsy as a person in real life?
Like, yes and no. No, I'm going to say no. Yeah. She wouldn't really be. She has the tendencies, but like, nothing crazy.
Not like me.
No. But, like, that's insane. That's how much did it stay with her?
Busy
after that?
Street in Boston. Was there people around?
Yeah, she said so. She said someone behind her laughed. And the girl she was with said, "Why are you laughing? She had a bike accident." Which sent me over the edge. I honestly might move country.
No!
And not tell her.
She's already after having a bike
Grow
accident.
Grow up, Pippa, for God's sake.
This is Spin. Good morning. God, there was a trio of things standing in my way getting me to work this morning. Pain in the backside. Do you know when just little things just
slow you down.
This is giving that foil arms and hog skit where you get in late to work, but you have to like have a plan.
An excuse.
And so yeah. The guy's plan is like, there's no point in anyone else being annoyed at me for being late. I'm so annoyed at myself. I cannot believe it. And then, or then you come in, you're like, the traffic, they've got to do something about that.
Yes.
It's really clever.
No, you're
it's
so
clever.
Right.
So what have we got?
But I think my stuff is so ridiculous that you literally can't even make this up. Well, number one is boring, but like, I love a night shower, as we all know. Got in late enough last night. We were at the Borgosh.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And got in and had my lovely night shower, which I always do to get myself ready for the morning. Little body shower, didn't wash the hair, happy out, off to bed, clean as a whistle. Naturally, woke up and was like, I stink. Obviously sweated like an absolute mofo last night.
I didn't actually feel it was that hot last night.
Oh my God, I found it unbearable last night.
I opened a different window and it made all the difference.
Do you have two windows in your room?
Well, they're the same window. Like the, do you know what I mean? It's like one, two.
Yeah.
Right beside each other. But I usually open the left, but then I realised that it was blocking the wind.
Ah.
But I want the wind.
And someone's so was doing, it better?
Yeah,
way
much
better.
Someone's
was it?
Doing well for himself. With
yeah, two windows.
Two windows wouldn't be able
Wait
for
till
you.
They hear about the Velux, what?
So I was like, I obviously need to have a shower. I'm not going to go to work and have one of those complaints of like, we all need to wash our body odor in the hot weather. If I'm 3 minutes late, it's worth it. I have to wash myself again. Right. Car drama. Car wouldn't start last week. Got the jump leads wouldn't start the car. Thought there was a big problem. Have been over and back to the mechanic about this, trying to be like, what do you think's going on here? So the jump leads wouldn't start the car. Grant, in my head, the car's a write-off. Forget about it. I don't have a car and I'm paying off a car loan for the next year and a half. This is my mind frame the last few days. However,
that's sad.
Then my neighbour, a retired man, came to me yesterday, the day before yesterday. Emma, wait now. There's something not right about this. There's something, whether it's the jump leads or whether it's that Jack's car when you started it to use as the car that you're going to jump it off wasn't started long enough. Anyway, he's like a man, a jack of all trades. Like, he can do anything, this man. He's amazing.
I am jealous of men like that.
Yeah, I know. Same. He's so handy.
Like, yeah, I can do the odd little bit of flat pack, but that's following instructions. Yeah.
Sure.
I helped my girlfriend.
That's a jigsaw.
I helped my girlfriend change a blind over the weekend and I thought I was the manliest man in the world. But it was just, again, following instructions. You get me in front of a car, you give me a pile of wood and say, build something from this.
It's
I'll
a
stop
great
crying.
Skill to have, no matter who you are, if you're just handy like that. Anyway, so my neighbour he got the car started yesterday. I came back yesterday going like, no, there's something to do with this, that and the other. It was all double dutch to me. I was like, this is amazing. Brought the car for a spin up the M50 for an hour. It was back in action. Drove it in and out of town last night to the Borgosh. I was like, we are back, baby. Not a problem. So this morning, left the house, showered. Car won't start again.
Nice.
So I said, okay, that's grand. But here's my second issue. This week, when Jack has needed his car, have been using Jack's car. Jack's car spare car key is on my car keys. Mm. But the last few mornings, whenever I go to open Jack's car with his car key, it sets his alarm off.
His alarm is on his...
In his car, for some reason, even though it's his legitimate car key. So I said, right, okay, Graham, back into the house, get Jack's car key to open the car so it doesn't set the alarm off. Had to wake Jack up. Jack doesn't know where his car keys are.
Oh.
Find Jack's car keys, that's fine. Out I go. Switch it all over, hop into the car, go to work. Halfway down the road, past Nutgrove. Realise, I was so organised last night, thinking that my own car was back in action, that I switched the car parking pass into my own car again.
Oh, no.
And now I don't have it on me.
You're going to have
to
pay for parking.
So then I'm
going to
have to go. No, I went back.
Oh, good. Good. I would have done the same thing. Even if I was 20 minutes late to the show, it was 20 past 7, I'd be going back. I'm not paying for parking in Dublin.
Thank you very much.
Ridiculous.
That's exactly why I'm late this morning.
You got to park and work.
That's now, ridiculous. Do you believe me or my foil arms and hogging it?
No, foil arms and hogging a bit. It got a bit, you know, bit touch and go there for a while. I was a little bit like, it sounds a little bit like I'm trying to create chaos.
I'm telling you, that was genuine chaos.
Mm. The shower one was unnecessary, I would say.
Really? You wouldn't be saying that if you got a whiff of me?
I'm far enough away from you. If it's a lot.
I'm not.
Anyway,
thanks.
We all made it and we're all smelling lovely.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Still have no car.
Oh, brilliant. Maybe he'll start it again for you tomorrow.
Maybe.
Erling Haaland, what do you know about him?
I know that he is got lovely blonde hair, I think.
Okay. Yeah, he does.
He is doing a lot on Snapchat right now for the World Cup. And people are enjoying that, I think.
He's kind of making himself a meme, which I like.
He's funny.
He is.
He's quite talented.
He's very talented.
His home country is Norway.
Well done. Yes, he's a 6'5" Norwegian striker.
Who does he play for in the Premier League?
Go on.
It's not Arsenal, is it?
No.
Nah, sugar.
City,
okay.
But yes, he not only plays for City and Norway and is a 6'5" Norwegian striker, and is as great on Snapchat, but he also eats like a bear, apparently.
Okay.
He has been in, obviously, sensational form of the World Cup, scoring 7 goals so far, knocking out Brazil, all while having a great time. He never looks like he's not enjoying himself. One thing that would make sure that I wasn't enjoying myself is the fact that he eats so much. And, like, I was talking to my barber about this, and when my barber was in training, he was like, I was miserable. He was eating, like, a serious amount of calories every single day.
Oh, he's trying to bulk up, as exactly. They say. Is that what they say?
Erling Haaland eats 6,000 calories a day.
Jesus.
That's 6 meals.
Wow.
I was like,
that's 6 big emails.
Where do you get the time?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You must be running down the pitch eating chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just mad.
And that's the thing as well. When someone says, oh my God, go eat 6,000 calories, you're like, oh my God, fun, Chinese, chipper, yeah. Give me all the food. Yeah, yeah. Whereas, like, this is like,
stuff.
Yeah, really boring good stuff.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Basically, he eats plates of chicken, pasta cooked without salt or oil. Things like swordfish, sea bass, and sea bream, all cooked with fresh vegetables. I've never had swordfish.
Doesn't it just make you feel like you're kind of forcing it down, though? Do you know when it's that kind of boring good stuff? No salt.
That's what my barber said.
No oil.
That's what my barber said. He was just like, I was miserable. Because he was like, I looked great, but I was miserable. And I was like, yeah, it's not worth it. Basically, he mainly eats animal-based foods, eggs, raw milk, red meat, organ meats, fish, and honey.
He's a vegan's nightmare.
Yes, he really is. But when he goes home to his hometown of Bern in Norway, he loves a kebab pizza. And sweet and sour chicken from the local Chinese. There's some serious treats, though. Like, he would never usually have that. He just, unfortunately, he says, loves kebab meat.
You might not know off the top of your head, but is this kind of a World Cup diet or is this a general diet?
I think it's a general diet because, like, he's on a lot. He's going to be off when the World Cup finishes.
Yeah.
He'll be off for a while, for a few weeks before the Premier League starts. So maybe he'll have a week of... I'll go wild.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's anything like Jack Grealish, he'll have a couple of months. So yeah, he mainly drinks water and avoids sugary snacks and frozen food, opting to eat fresh produce only. Now, Haaland was told basically a story by Patrice Evra. Patrice Evra went for a lunch with Cristiano Ronaldo, and Cristiano ordered nothing but fish. Nothing else. Had nothing else with it, just fish. Yeah. And so Erling now tries to copy that, basically, and said that Ronaldo at the time was 34 and still at the top of his game. So he was like, I may as well do that. And like Ronaldo, many other Premier League elites, Haaland has his own personal chef to help him prepare his meals. So some other athletes who I'm sure had private chefs who had a serious calorie intake at their peak. Tom Brady, 2,800 to 3,500 calories. I didn't think that was that much.
That's not that much.
He's an NFL player, yeah.
God, you could eat 3,000 calories a day.
I wonder, was he on a deficit or something? 2,800 to 3,500.
That's funny to hear those calories as a calorie deficit, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's not crazy.
It's not crazy at all.
I don't know if you use my fitness pal, but like when you start using it, you're like, oh, these calories add up really quick.
If you were to have like a proper Domino's, you could do 4,000 calories in
a
meal.
You could,
you know what I mean? Cristiano Ronaldo, 3,500 to 4,500 calories on average. He is obviously a football player.
That's different. Like, sorry, when you're working out to that level, you need every calorie.
You do,
like,
Tennis player Novak Djokovic, 3,500 to 5,000 calories. Runner Usain Bolt, 4,000 to 5,500 calories.
I've seen the Usain Bolt one before. It does the rounds when, like, the Olympics is on. I think that he would, like, smash a box of 60 nuggets.
He loves nuggets. It's mad. I don't know what it is, but he loves nuggets. He must not be able to have a lot of them.
Was it like 60? Like,
was it 60?
I'm sure it was like, I'll fact check it, but I'm sure he was like, he'd go through, mill through 60 before or after a race.
Now, these are all at their peak as well, remember. So LeBron James, 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day at his peak. But this one, obviously, that's the basketball player, but this one is nuts. And he always kind of talk about their bodies, a swimmer's body.
Oh yeah, they're so lean, aren't they?
They're big though, and they probably are lean, but like their
chest and their arms are so strong. Yeah,
Michael Phelps.
Yeah,
8,000 to 10,000 calories a day. Mad. That you'd be literally have to get a pipe and shove it in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, how could you physically do that?
That's so much food, man.
Just going back to Usain there, during the 2008 Beijing Olympics, it was said that he ate 1,000 nuggets over 10 days, averaging...
In the Olympic Village?
In the Olympic Village.
I did that in Portugal last year.
Averaging 100 a day. And some of it, like a lot of the reasoning is why you probably won't get sick from it. It's pretty standard, but it was saying that his diet would consist of 20 nuggets for lunch, 20 for dinner, with fries, apple pies, and water. And in those Olympics, with that diet, he won gold medals in the 100, 200 and 4x100 relays.
That just kind of puts every kind of gym trainer and everything, like all their theories out the window, if that's the way you're going to eat and go and do what you did.
Did anyone ever watch the, like, back in the day, the Rob Lipsit calorie challenge?
No.
I remember watching these on YouTube years ago, and it was just like he did like 10,000 calories a day, and I thought that was insane. And then a couple of years later, he did 20,000 calories.
Oh, God, no.
And I was like, in one day, in one, like, obviously it's a challenge, so it's going to be a lot.
Do you remember what kind of food they were eating?
Oh, pure, like, you're talking 2-3 pizzas. You're talking
pure shite.
Serious amount of pancakes, McDonald's, all that kind of stuff.
Donuts.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, I had a 99 for breakfast yesterday, and it was absolutely stunning. I highly recommend to a friend. I think I'm going to do the same today. I got so many compliments. It was like, oh, that's a lovely way to start the day. I was like, yes, thank you. You too. I know you're shaming me. I knew it. It's Taylor Swift, and I knew it. I knew you on Spin. Summer's number one at Music Station.
I still haven't seen Toy Story 5.
No, neither have I.
Me and Pippa did watch Toy Story 4 the other day, but so we're ready for
it
when it does happen.
Mm. There's nothing worse, though, when you finally get around to going, and you're like, oh, it's out of the cinema now.
Yeah.
Sugar. Okay, we have €100 cash to give away to you this morning. We're celebrating because HB is 100 years old this year.
Yeah, it is. We're transporting you through 100 years of Ireland's most iconic ice cream moments, from the original Hazelbrook farm beginning to today's freezer favourites like Ice Burger, Brunch, Twister and more. I still remember being a little bit older when I started realising Ice Burgers are class.
Ice Burgers are unbelievable.
I thought they were a bit of a dad one, ice cream.
Oh,
until
since
I was
a real cool young one, I was a big Ice Burger fan.
Class.
It would be one of my big preferences. If you had to choose Ice Burger, Brunch and Twister forevermore, where would your allegiance lie?
I think I'm going Ice Burger, you know.
I think I'm going Ice Burger as well. Twister's a very close second, though. Mm. Three clips we played for you a little while ago for you to guess a particular year that all these clips are from. The movie from this particular year was this.
What a tune.
That is a tune from Zootropolis. Also in this particular year, it was big for Robbie Brady scoring against Italy in the Euros.
Houlihan. Inviting his center! Robbie Brady brings us all to our feet in Lille.
Oh, what a time.
No more than Ireland deserves.
How did Ireland get on in the Euros that year, do you remember?
We didn't get in.
Oh, okay.
So that was good.
So that was just a qualifier, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was at the Euros.
Was that at the Euros?
Yeah. I think they got knocked out in the first knockout stage.
We weren't in the Euros since like when I was in I was in school.
I really want to say the year, but that year, they were in.
We'll get to.
Yeah. Well, how do I not remember that? That's
all
unreal.
Of these songs were released that year. I need a one dance, got a NSC in my hand. Mad to think these songs are as old as they are. Was
we
find out how much
right.
year that is.
We did all right in the Euros that year.
Yeah, we did okay, did we?
So you know it's an even year.
Are Euros only ever on in even years? Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
Same with World Cup.
Nicole is on to try and win that €100 this morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah,
we're
not
grand.
Too bad. What's the story with you for the day?
Not much, I'm just getting ready for work.
Very good. What do you do?
I support adults living with intellectual disabilities.
Fair play to you, Nicole.
Good for you.
We got a lot of people like that on this show. It's really cool.
A lot of people doing caregiving of different signs,
It's good to know that our listeners are the best people.
The best of
the
all
The best kind
people.
Of people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
and those,
true.
Those people deserve money. So we would like to give you money. Unfortunately, we can't just give it to you. We have to ask you, what year do you think that was?
2016.
Do you know what, Nicole? When I first saw the clues, I stupidly said 2008.
Did you?
I was 8 years off.
We
that
can
is
tell
horrendous.
You're totally spot on. Well done, Nicole. And what were you doing in 2016?
Oh, God. In college, I think. Probably
10 years ago?
Living my best life.
Living your best life. Where did you go to college?
DCU.
Very nice. All right. Well, Nicole, I feel like DCU was peaked at 2016. So just know you were in the best years. 2016 is the correct answer. You have won yourself a €100. Just €100 cash. All with thanks to HB.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day, guys.
You too. Enjoy.
Good luck, Nicole.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Why don't I remember Ireland at the Euros in 2016? This is nuts. We did fairly well, like.
Did something else happen to you in 2016 that gives you PTSD and now you can't remember the year?
I got my first radio job in 2016. Mm-hmm.
Well, that should be positive.
Yeah. I was living in Wales at the time.
And
Wales got to the semi-finals of those Euros. And England got knocked out by Iceland, managed by Heimgrensen.
No way. That's pretty cool. 2016 was also the year that everyone died, wasn't it?
Prince and all.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, Alan Rickman,
Bowie.
I remember that.
Everyone just kept dying. It
was
crazy.
Shocking. Yeah, it was. Ooh. See you, 2016.
Yeah.
and Dance No More here on Spin. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Emma, you spent the first half of 7 a.m. talking about how you were late for work because there was a lot going on. You had to get in and get the right keys and then you forgot your parking pass.
My car wouldn't start.
All of that kind of stuff. I'm literally just after looking at your Instagram and you have posted a mirror selfie of you in the house wearing what you're wearing this morning. So you had all that chaos, but you had time. Also, you're in the hall. It's not like you're in your room.
That's actually the spare room. That's actually the office.
Is it?
Yeah, it's where I get ready. I would say that I am running late, but looking great.
Interesting. Emma_Nolan. You can check out what Emma's wearing today. I personally think she's dressed like a 4-year-old.
Dave hates.
First day of play school. That's exactly what I wore.
That is so mean.
Striped t-shirt and jorts.
He hates the jorts.
When did jorts come back in? They need to go.
They came back in about 2 years ago and I've only found the confidence to start rocking them now.
And the other thing that needs to go.
Oh, they're in.
Straight away.
I'm going to buy them.
No.
I'm going to do
it. I know what you're going to say. What are they called?
Like pedal pushers.
Pedal pushers. What?
They're back, baby.
Their name is as bad as their fit.
They're actually calling them something way cooler than pedal pushers now because I googled pedal pushers the other day and on all the clothing websites, they don't call them pedal pushers anymore, but they'll always be pedal pushers to me.
You look like a mother if you wear them.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, like I'm a cool mom type of mom.
I think we have Olivia Dean to blame for the pedal pushers.
Really?
Yeah, she was wearing polka dot ones.
In fairness, I didn't know that she can do no wrong. I love pedal pushers.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin.
When I wake up, I feel good. Turn on.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning, how are you keeping?
Morning, what's going on? So another great day, dry, bright and sunny, but I'm looking outside, it's a bit cloudy.
It is a little bit cloudy. Probably will burn off. You know, when you go on your holidays abroad, we can talk like people like that now because that's what Ireland's like at the moment.
Yeah.
It kind of burns off, you know, mid-morning.
Mm.
We'd hope anyway. Do you remember I was telling you a few months ago that I had very little storage left on my phone and I offloaded my WhatsApp? Big mistake.
Oh, is that so every time you don't go on it, you have to download it again or something?
What I did was, I kind of deleted the app and re-downloaded it because apparently it just gets rid of kind of crap and saves a lot of storage. But I lost like 2 or 3 months worth of chats.
Oh no.
So everything was a bit jarring because when I opened my WhatsApp, I was like, ugh, it was weird. Anyway, after getting stung, I'm delighted now. I'm delighted, obviously, this is happening. But this week has been really busy with loads of fun stuff because we're in fun season and everything's fun. And I was thrilled with myself because Thursday was free.
It's like
there's nothing on Thursday.
Nice.
To the point where there was plans made for Thursday and the other day I cancelled those plans for Thursday because I was like, I wanted nothing Thursday.
Yeah.
Then I got a text yesterday from my friend, Claire. Hey, just reminding you, can't wait to see you tomorrow. I'm landing at 3:30. Looking forward to a catch up.
Do you know what? I swear in my life, I just got a shiver. I just literally was like, oh God.
And because that message came through and I offloaded my WhatsApp, I don't have our previous chat.
Oh,
so I have no idea
why
we decided on or where she's been.
That's
or
so funny.
What she's flying in for.
Okay.
Is she staying for a week? Is she staying for the weekend?
I'm gonna help you out here, okay? You're going to go to your WhatsApp.
Yeah.
You're going to go to your bottom right, which is, you'll see you or your profile picture.
Yeah.
Just click you. Then you're going to hit storage and data.
Yeah.
Then you're going to hit manage storage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to calculate for a while. It's going to do its little thing for maybe 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
But after that, it's going to give you a load of things that are very high in storage.
Yes.
So right now I have, here's some files that are larger than 5 megabytes.
I can see
that. And there's 5.64 gigabytes worth of stuff. So you can go into that and select loads of them and just go delete, 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 delete.
Do you know
delete,
what
delete.
I'm seeing here straight away is the heaviest, most megabyte-y thing in my WhatsApp is the time that you and Fiona came boxing with me at Heaton Boxing Academy.
There you go.
That video is really loaded.
You don't need that. You can delete that and that will save you a load of storage.
Look how much nicer your hair is these days.
Yeah, God, I look not great.
No, you look lovely. I'm just saying your hair is so much nicer longer, isn't it?
It is, in fairness,
Anyway, my friend's coming to stay tonight. No Quiet Thursday for me. And
friend's coming tonight, don't know why.
Yeah. Is she staying for the weekend? Still don't really know. Is she staying until next week? Have I agreed to take her in for 2 weeks? Couldn't tell you. We'll see what happens
later.
That's
so funny.
And I think I have to pick her up at the airport.
A month later, she's still here.
Here's Kingfisher and The Sun Will Never Settle on Spin. The Tricky 10 is next. Kingfisher and The Sun Will Never Settle on Spin. Tricky. And do you know what? The sun is not settling. The sun is out in force.
It's great.
At
even at like 2 a.m. I feel like you can still see a little hint of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, we're about to play the Tricky 10. We play twice a day now for €2,000. And up first this morning is Lauren.
Lauren, good. You have made our producer, Callum, awfully stressed this morning. Have you any idea why?
No, why?
Because you never responded to his checkup text to see if you were still good to play the Tricky 10.
I'm really sorry. I actually didn't even see the message.
Oh. Story of my life. Yeah. I'm always being ghosted.
He was like, I haven't heard anything back from Lauren. I haven't heard a word from her. No, she said she was fine for today, but not a word.
What matters is Lauren's on the phone now.
Yeah.
Do you know when you picked up originally, Lauren, a few minutes ago, he was like, oh, well, she's a buyer phone anyway.
I'm really sorry.
What's going on in your world this morning, apart from ignoring Callum?
No, not really. No. Just getting ready for work.
What do you do, Lauren?
I work in finance.
You work in finance. Very nice, Lauren. When you play the Tricky 10, how do you do?
Oh, it depends. Sometimes I'm about 6. It can be 8. I've never got a 10.
You've never got a 10? Okay, well, to be fair.
Never got a 10.
I play this every day and I've only ever got a 10 once. And we've been playing this for how long? Like a year
now? Since October.
Since October? Is that how long? My God. All right, well, Lauren, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. You've never played this game before, have you?
No, never before.
On with us. All right, well, let's do it. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. That means if you go 3-4, we'll have to accept 3. You know what I mean? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva this weekend. If you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Hopefully, this is the first time you do it. You get all 10 questions correct. Alan currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 47.71 seconds. Lauren, I have the utmost faith in you. Here we go.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of this soft drink. J. What O?
2.
How many letters are there in the word absolute?
8.
What number is 20% of 25?
5.
Rachel Stevens and Bradley McIntosh were members of a band with what number in its name?
6.
How many seasons of Euphoria has there been in total? 2016 was how many years ago?
10.
Northern Ireland is made up of how many counties?
9.
The Red Cow roundabout is at junction what on the M50?
8.
The Love Island finale is normally...
Finish that question there because you messed up on it.
I did mess up.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out on that.
You're correct.
You can finish it for Lauren's sake.
The Love Island final normally consists of how many couples?
3.
Locking in 3.
All right, Lauren, how do you think you got on?
I don't know, probably five.
You're hoping for 5. I will say though, you kind of took your time on a lot of the questions. Now, having said that, we also got through 9 questions, 9 out of 10, so that's not too bad. We have had people that only get through 8.
Am I right in saying this? Did you type out the word absolute?
In my head, I was trying to spell it out.
I thought I heard you typing it in your phone, and I was like, that's a smart thing to do. Like, you know the way you can spell it fine, but like...
I wish I had thought of that.
All right, let's chat them up so and see how you got on this morning.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4
Oh, a score of 4, Lauren. But a score of 4 out of 9 isn't as bad as you think it might be. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. Rachel Stevens and Bradley McIntosh were members of S Club 7. You said the words are the number 6. You passed on a question, Lauren. There's how many seasons of Euphoria have there been in total? You passed on it. I don't think I've had a pass in many years.
Yeah, I've never watched it, so I hadn't a clue.
You panicked, fair enough.
Northern Ireland is made up of 6 counties and not 9. That's Antrim, Armagh, Down, Fermanagh, Derry and Tyrone. The Red Cow roundabout is at junction 9 on the M50, not junction 8. And the Love Island finale is normally consisted of how many couples? You said 3, but the answer was 4. We didn't get to 10, unfortunately. But Lauren, 4 out of 9, not bad at all.
Okay, thanks so much.
Cheers, Lauren. Have a lovely day.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, if you want to play after 9 o'clock, your chance is right here. Just message us the word tricky. 087-711-103. That's our number. Just remember, there's €2,000 cash on the line here. It's a lot of money.
And just remember, Callum might text you. Will you text him back? He won't be weird or anything. He's just making sure you're good to play.
Like, he's not chancing you or anything. He's just saying,
friendly.
Like,
friendly.
Yeah.
He's awful friendly.
I wish you a good morning and everything.
You will, yeah. You're not great with the emojis, are you?
No.
And you use WhatsApp desktop, so you're not great at using your capital letters.
I know I would now.
I can't imagine him WhatsApp.
I don't punctuate very much, but I would always capitalise.
Anyway, don't judge him for his lack of punctuation.
Is it his first language?
Yeah, if you want a message from me this morning, personalised, it's 087-711-1038.
All right, get in touch. We play the Tricky 10 again after 9 o'clock and the Girly Quiz on the way after 8:30 this morning.
Fantastic.
Now, though,
can't wait. It's going to be great crack. Love it. Honestly, my favourite part of the week.
We're playing Dave's new favourite song.
I do actually love this.
It's Jazzy with Chris Lorenzo and Invisible.
I've been having a bit of an identity crisis recently and I've brought it to the show for you to help me. You've been helping me out the past couple of days on this. Basically, I'm from Meath. I'm a Meath man. Okay?
I was proud Meath man.
Yeah. I was born in Louth, technically, because I don't know if there's a hospital in Meath. But I was born in Louth, technically, and then lived in Meath, basically, all my life. However, all of my family are Dubs. Or
your
at least my
side,
mother's
yeah.
side of the family. And they're the family I would see all the time and hang out with. And
because they're
be
close
with.
By. Your dad's family are Cork, aren't
Cork,
they? But
yeah.
at least Meath is like just over the border.
But
like,
I don't know my dad's family as well as yeah. I know my mum's family.
You
know
spent
what I mean?
More time with the Dublin gang.
Exactly. And I've also spent most of my life here in Dublin. Do you know what I mean? Every time we'd do anything on the weekends when we were kids, cinema, swimming, going for a walk, it would always be in Dublin. We would never go anywhere else because that's just what we know. And so I brought this to you saying my mother's from Dublin, my mother's family, my granny and Finglas and all that kind of stuff. And also my girlfriend is from Dublin and her father used to play for Dublin.
I don't think that part's relevant.
It is to me because I want to impress him and have him happy. So I wouldn't wear a Meath jersey around him.
Right,
I get you. Know what I mean? Because he had big rivals with Meath back in the day. So my question to you is, full stop, can I wear a Dublin jersey? That's my question to you this morning on 087-711-103. It was the question yesterday and we had a lot of people giving their opinions.
Yes, it was mixed.
Today we get an answer.
We do. So what happened was a couple of weeks ago, Dave was spotted in Croke Park in a Dublin jersey. People were giving out going, he's a Meath man, what's he doing wearing a Dublin jersey?
My problem is that my country friends who are all from the country would always call me a Dub, whereas all of my Dublin family would be like, you're a Culchie.
Exactly. And we kind of had this conversation yesterday. It's a funny one, this identity thing and this county thing.
I don't know where I belong.
Yeah. I'm from Dublin until I was 6 though, and then I moved to Waterford, so I feel quite Waterford. But we were saying yesterday it's kind of unfair. Dave spent so much more time in Dublin growing up. I left so young.
Yeah.
Yet if I wore a Dublin jersey, people wouldn't think about it twice.
It would be totally
because
fine.
Technically
though I would know Dublin a lot more than you.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so look, we do need to get to a final result on this, but there was more opinions coming in from the podcast overnight, Fully Charged, Recharged. This is Owen.
My blood was boiling listening to the debate of whether Mr. David Hammond can wear a Dublin jersey. I'm a proud Kildare man. I lived in Dublin till I was 5. I was born there, bada, bada, bada. I wouldn't be seen dead in a Dublin jersey. I think there's a lot of people that jumped on the bandwagon when Dublin won all the All-Irelands. And I don't think there would be a debate if Dublin were bad. And to counter his argument, I have family from Longford and Sligo. And I wouldn't wear either of those jerseys either.
Fair.
Up the lily whites.
It's funny, Owen, though, because you then are in my situation. Like, you were actually from Dublin until you were 6 as well.
Mad to me that people, like, care so much because they would be like, I can't believe you can't wear a Dublin jersey. I'd be like, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's literally grand. Yeah. I don't mind. I feel like it's a real Dublin thing as well to be like, no, we're the Dubs and you're not, you know what I mean? That's fine. I've no problem. I'm just curious, can I?
Exactly.
Because that's who I would support in the football is Dublin. I would support Galway in the hurling, but let's not get into that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And as well, people are like, oh my God, you're only jumping on the bandwagon because they're good.
There's no bandwagon.
I'm like, I don't care that they're good. I just think that it's aesthetically the nicest looking jersey, to be honest. I like the colour scheme. This is Jamie then.
This is an actual proud Meath man right here. And I just like to say that I'd rather eat a big, huge bag of thumbtacks than ever put a Dublin jersey on me. David Hammond, hang your head in shame.
But that's fine. That's grand. I'm not asking you to wear one. I'm just saying.
So Niamh is there as well. What do you make of all this, Niamh?
If Pico Lopez can play for the Cape Verde and his dad was born there, it's kind of the same thing as Dave is the Pico Lopez of spin.
Oh my God.
in this Dublin jersey debacle.
Leah,
so,
an incredible.
Just, you know, call yourself Pico Lopez.
An incredible outlook. So topical. Do you want a job in spin? That was top tier.
It was top tier.
Fantastic. I don't know if people would agree, but I just thought, I was like, wait, this is so popular right now.
If you actually break it down, one of Dave's parents is from Dublin. One of Pico's parents is from Cape Verde. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's a proud Irish man who ditched the Irish jersey to run a Cape Verde jersey and represent him on the world stage. Kind of similar scenarios, although you're not playing on the world stage, you're just supporting.
I am putting in my Instagram bio right now the Pico Lopez of spin.
The Pico Lopez of spin, and then just say, Neve said that.
Neve said that.
Quote Neve. Yeah.
That is top tier, Neve. So you think I can wear it?
There's a comparison now, so that's what I think. I'm like, if he can do it, you can do it.
And out of interest, where are you from, Neve?
I'm from Dublin,
but
my husband's from Limerick, and we do have one of those Limerick-Dublin split jerseys for our kids. Even with the hurling now, it's very topical in our house.
Very good.
Big hurling house,
yes.
But we live in Dublin. I'm from Dublin.
But wear the Dublin jersey for the football and the Limerick for the hurling.
It's good.
It's kind of a winning formula for crossing all of the different gaps.
That's it.
Sports.
I know.
Well done, Neve. That was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neve. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. We've heard your opinions. Callum's been taking note since yesterday's show of the yeses and the noes when it comes to the question, can Dave wear a Dublin jersey as a Meath man? There's been a poll live on our Instagram at official spin 1038. We have a result.
Okay, and can I just ask, the poll on Instagram is without any context. It doesn't talk about me growing up here, me having my family from where.
You would.
Does this take into consideration also the text that would have come in?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Everything has been accounted for.
Then I'm fine.
Can Dave wear a Dublin jersey as a Meath man? 67% of the results 67. Say no.
Oh! I am selling two Dublin jerseys.
I would like to rephrase that. We are giving them away on the show.
One is a Arnetson, one is a AIG. They're barely worn because I didn't know if I could or not. But at least now I have an answer. Dublin don't want me. Sure, I'm big country men, you know. Dublin doesn't want me. I'm in a big smoke, like. They don't want me at all.
Okay, here we go. The girly quiz on the way in the show just after 8:30. Each and every week we put Dave through his paces on the girly quiz. People seem to love it. We're 4 years in and I can't believe I'm saying this, but three fresh questions again this morning.
I saw you doing the questions yesterday and I was like, how in God's name does she do this? How does she come up with it every day? Because once a year it's International Men's Day and on that day we do the manly quiz.
Mm.
Me and Callum spend hours thinking of questions. We can't think of three questions.
So we've been on the show 4 years. I think you've done three manly quizzes in total. So in total, you've come up with 9 questions.
And it's so hard.
And I'm doing it every bleeding week.
In fairness, I help you now and again.
Well, very rarely, Callum.
I inspired you for question one today.
You did, actually.
And I did the question the other week about something.
I would like you to be honest.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend Linda has helped out with the girly quiz questions.
That was the fat out of the eyelids.
Yes, the buccal fat.
The buccal fat.
I come up with the questions, then I run it past her to see if they would qualify for.
Gotcha.
It's so funny because Pippa does mention things sometimes, and I'm like, "What's that?" And she goes, "It's a good question for the girly quiz," and then doesn't tell me, but then never messages Emma to tell her the question.
I'm like, Pippa, please pass on that intel. Tell me. Okay, so look, what the crack is Dave needs to get through all three questions correctly, naturally, to win the week. And so far in 2026, he's had 9 wins, 10 losses. Yeah. That's where we're at right now. So
It's
quite close.
Very 50-50-ish, isn't it?
Speaking of 50-50, that is one lifeline he has. But the other one is where we need you this morning. It's for Dave's phone a female. Can you help him out this morning? If you're a girl, if you're a lady, the chances are you will know the answers to these questions. And to register, all we need from you is the word girly. Send that over to us on WhatsApp, then we'll know you want to help him out. And our number is 087-711-103. Just for coming on, even if you don't know the answer to the question, because do you know what? Why not? We'll sort you with a Just Eat voucher.
Because women have it hard enough.
So thank you, David.
They don't have to answer questions. They just come on, win a voucher, happy days.
I'm impressed with him now.
Ladies, I'm with
you. He's buttering us up before the girly quiz. Girly in a WhatsApp now to register. Just Eat voucher to go on this 087-711-103. We're playing the girly quiz shortly. Girly quiz, makeup and hair and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week, we test Dave on loads of girly things. We educate not just him, but men and women all across Dublin and beyond.
Yeah,
it's
when
a
you
phenomenon.
Say and women, it's so true because most women even don't know the answers to these questions.
Untrue. That's fake news. Fake news. Most of the women do know the answers to these questions. Don't you try and throw me
I love
the bus.
Women. Fantastic questions.
Okay, Dave needs to get through three questions correct to win the week. A couple of lifelines to help him out. One is his phone a female, and it's Ava this morning. Hello, Ava.
Morning, Ava. How are you?
Morning.
Ava,
I'm good. How are you?
Is your name like the palindrome AVA?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to be one of the other ones of the A-O-I-B-H-E, which Callum hates because he's English and he doesn't understand what that is, how it's spelled.
Guys, how do you pronounce that name?
Is that Abe? anyway, Ava.
We've just got him on board with Saoirse.
Ava, what's the story with you when it comes to girly knowledge? Is it health, beauty, makeup, anything, other stereotypes for women? Body parts, maybe.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. A jackie of all trades.
I am a student nurse, so that might give me a bit of a help too.
Interesting.
That's perfect to know. A student nurse. Amazing. Ava, thank you so much. I will need you 100% at some point, so do me a favour and stay on the phone, won't you?
Of course.
Thanks, Amelia. Ava, back to you in a few minutes. And just to say as well, if there are little ears in the car, just bear in mind the girly quiz. We tend to go into uncharted waters when it comes to the type of questions that we ask. It's all about girly stuff in and out. However, and I know I say this every week, we've been kind of very PG the last few weeks, and that's the case again today.
But you never know what I might say.
Exactly. So just hover the hand over the dial, and then everyone is covered. All right, question number one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. Legally Blonde, the musical. It's on in the Bord Gáis at the moment. Can you please tell us?
You'd know she got the free invite, wouldn't you? Getting the plug in the girly quiz.
This was actually Callum's question.
Go on, do it again.
Legally Blonde, the musical. It's in the Bord Gáis at the moment, and that's why we're talking about it. What is the main character L's surname?
L. Evan. 11. I think it's either Brooks or Woods. I think Brooks. Brooks or Woods.
When's the last time would you say, because like I was there last night, but it's funny when you watch something that you know you've watched loads before, but it's so long ago that even though I've seen it loads when I was younger, I was like, I still don't really remember what happens in this. Like it was such a long time ago. It's probably been 15 years since you watched that movie. Would it be?
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Oh really? You just know?
No, I just know. One of them, Brooks Woods, one of them is L and the other one is a prisoner in Shawshank Redemption. But I don't think Woods was here. I think Brooks was here in Shawshank Redemption. So I'm going to say L Woods.
What do you mean by Brooks was here? Sorry, is that something that was in
that's
part of Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, do you want to lock that in then?
L Woods sounds familiar. So does L Brooks, but I think that could be because of Mel Brooks. So I'm going to go with L Woods. Final answer.
Yay! Well done.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Let's go. Yes, L Woods, correct. Well done. Back at the net for David Hammond.
Shawshank Redemption, also a fantastic movie.
Also a fantastic movie. Yeah, probably one of the only kind of like what would you say renowned movie I've ever watched.
Really?
In terms of that movie that has that level of respect. Yeah. Okay, we crack it on to question number two.
So it was Brooks in that, wasn't it? Yeah, good old Brooks.
Dave, in Nails.
In Nails.
Nails, yeah. What does the letters BIAB, B-I-A-B, actually stand for?
No. I didn't know they stood for anything. I thought it was just a word, yeah. like nail.
If you're getting your BIAB done or you're getting your shellac done, what does BIAB for BIAB stand for?
I want to get, like, I don't know. Do you know what? I've written it down and it does, like, be a bell, maybe, but I'm pretty sure they're not that big.
That'd be iconic.
BIAB. I have no idea. Body indicating. And but
body indicating and but that's why I get my BIAB on my nails, girls.
I'm trying to think of what BIAB is, and it's obviously it's the nail, it's not nail varnish, but it's the stuff that kind of freezes. You know what I mean, like you
I know,
heat
I'm
it
just
and you,
yeah.
you heat it and somehow
it hardens, doesn't it?
It hardens, yeah. Body I don't know. I don't know. And I'm worried because I think 50-50 it, purely because it's not a health question.
Mm.
And I just don't know if... I'm sure Ava would know, but there could be a health question coming up and I want to go to Ava for that.
Fair enough, yeah.
So okay. I think I'm going to simplify it.
Okay, we're entering simplify mode.
Simplify is not a 50-50 and turns out to be what's the first B stand for. I'm going to cry.
It's a 50-50. Okay.
Thank God.
Question number two in the Girly Quiz. We're going into simplify mode on in nails. What do the letters B-I-A-B for BIAB actually stand for? Is it A, built-in anti-breakage?
Built-in anti-breakage. Love that.
Or is it B, builder in a bottle?
Thank... Oh.
No, builder in a bottle.
No, because it's not in a bottle. Or no, maybe it is. Builder in a bottle.
Okay, I'm just going to say one thing, which is like... Not to sway you in any direction, but it is in a bottle.
Yes,
like it is like a varnish, if you know what I'm saying. But then you harden it up. But
built in anti-breakage sounds correct to me, but I don't know. I actually don't know. That would be right. We're doing it again. I'm getting the phone.
Oh, he's getting the phone. He did this last week and nearly damaged his phone. He does his own 50-50.
Right, screen up when I throw the phone. It's built in anti-breakage. Builder in a battle is screen down. Okay?
Can you use something else other than your iPhone,
no,
please?
No, here we go. This is it's so you can hear the noise of it.
Okay, here we go.
Screen up. Which goes for built-in anti-breakage. You've never steered me wrong before, phone. So here we go. Screen up. Built-in anti-breakage. Way to go, phone.
And he's got a broken phone screen.
Ah, do you know what? I'm fuming. That was too good, that answer. Built-in anti-breakage.
I know. I nailed that one.
You did, because it's hard and it wouldn't break. And
you're the one that told me, don't make the simplify stupid.
No, you
make them hard.
I'm glad you didn't.
Okay,
It makes it real.
Right, okay, fair enough. So yeah, builder in a bottle. That's what BIAB stands for.
As real as my tears.
Here we go, into question number three.
Builder in a bottle. It should be NIAB. Nails in a bottle.
Could be. That's a good idea. Okay, here we go. Question number three. Dave, what is the small pocket inside many pairs of women's knickers called?
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
Wee little pocket.
I don't know. You have a little pocket in your knickers.
We do have a little pocket in our knickers. Have you ever seen women's knickers before?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far now.
That's something you've ever seen, no?
No, I'm really shocked at this. And I'm thinking of the jean one with the one for the key. Like, is it for your key? What's it there for, like? Hold on, I'm locked in my house. Hold on, I get in my knickers. Hold on. I don't know.
Anyone chewing gum? I have one here in my knickers.
Just one, though.
Do you know where it is in the underwear?
I would imagine it's probably in the waistband somewhere.
No. So imagine the knickers are on you.
Yeah.
It's right underneath. Right underneath.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a little pocky.
A little pocky. Is that what it's called? Mm. Interesting. Right. I don't know. Let's go to Ava.
Ava, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Ava. 30 seconds on the clock. Sorry to keep you there for so long, but I just thought this is Ava's time to shine. When I think Ava, I think pockets and knickers. So what is it called?
A gusset.
No, it's not. You're joking. That is horrible. Where? A gusset.
Yeah.
That is rotten. Hold on, let me check my gusset for my key. What are you putting there?
Anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a couple of cans to get into a festival or what? What are we talking?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I keep my lip glosses in there.
Me too.
No,
yes, you as well, Ava, don't you?
Yous are horrible. Yeah. There's no way. Yeah. Seriously, what do you keep in there?
My lip liner. I want my lip combo.
€2 for the bus.
On a night out, yeah. My leaf card sometimes.
Right, it's that one. Yeah, it's a gusset.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Here we go.
Did I get it right or wrong?
For that one, you were absolutely spot on.
Oh,
well
God.
Done, Ava.
Ava, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
I'm sorry it took me so long to come to you, but that was worth it. A gusset is horrible.
Never trust the phone.
Never trust the phone.
So true.
I'm screaming at the phone.
I'm sorry to you, Ava, but listen, you've won yourself a Just Eat voucher. Thank you very, very much. And listen, don't lose it. Make sure and put it in your gusset.
I'll make sure, don't worry.
Thanks.
It's such a good insult, isn't it? Shove that in your gusset. See you later.
Good
bye,
luck,
Ava. Thank you. Later. Wasn't to be, but what fun we've
what
had.
What fun we've had.
And what gussets we've learned about.
Tricky.
Ten.
We play the Tricky 10 twice a day. We are determined folk we are to give away this €2,000. What would you be doing with it, Dave?
€2,000 would be, I want to say holiday, but yeah. I want to say like I'd upgrade the holiday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Myself, without having to like, you know, email them and be like, hey, can I have a free upgrade? Like,
I just do it.
Who's doing that? I'd pay for it myself.
Yes. Megan's on to play for the 2K this morning and the Dermot Kennedy tickets. You're in work since early on this morning, are you, Megan?
Yeah, I started at 7:30.
Oh, very early, Megan. What do you do?
I'm just in the council.
Well, you don't just work in the council, you work in the council. Good for you.
Now, Megan, how much do the council, is it Dublin City Council, yeah, I presume?
Yeah.
How much do they hate us in there because we're always slagging them?
They actually don't.
Okay, that's
well,
good.
Well, I don't know, my office is small.
Yeah, don't go outside that office, they all hate us. Alright, very nice. So, Megan, you were in from 7, how long are you working till?
Half three.
Fair play.
That's kind of a nice shift, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what do you do in said council?
We do weddings. I'm in City Hall.
Oh, that's a very nice place.
Oh my God, you're a good contact to have.
Now, Megan, I hear that we're on loudspeaker. Who is surrounding us? Who is with you in City Hall this morning?
Oh, there's no one else. I'm actually going into one little meeting room.
I think what you can hear is just the ambiance of the very high ceilinged City Hall.
Did that sound beautiful, Megan?
That was lovely.
Very good. I need to work in a place with high ceilings, I think.
Isn't your dad in a choir, Dave?
Yeah, he is.
Do you think you'll ever get to that stage?
To City Hall?
No, to sing, to
oh,
join
for
the
me?
Choir. You
no,
can sing, can't you?
No, not really.
Well, that was nice.
I don't think so. Anyway, Megan, welcome on into the Tricky 10. Let's see if we can get you €2,000 this morning.
55 seconds about to go on the clock. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10, and if you get that right, it won't repeat elsewhere. We can only accept your first answer, but if you don't know an answer, make sure to give it a guess. It's well worth your while. It could score you an extra point. If you top the leaderboard tomorrow, you'll win your way to Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva. Do you like Dermot? Was it a gig you'd like to go to?
Yeah, I've actually seen him 2 or 3 times now.
Oh, nice.
Pretty special, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, those tickets could be yours tomorrow if you top the leaderboard. And if you get all 10 questions correct this morning, we'll give you €2,000.
All right, Megan, how do you do on the Tricky 10 when you play it?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I do great and then other times it's shite.
Do you guys have spin on in the office then?
Yeah.
Love that.
Do you know what? We're not going to take the mic out of Dublin City Council.
That's not true. I will 100% be doing that. Alright, Alan currently top of the leaderboard, 7 in 47.71 seconds. Let's beat it, Megan. We have the utmost faith in you. Here we go. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. If someone liked the outdoors, it said that they are what with nature?
1.
What number is 10% of 50?
5.
The word idiotic has how many letters?
7.
A popular hat with cowboys is a what gallon hat?
2.
If your car is between 4 and 9 years old, how often in years must it be NCT tested?
2.
If A equals 1, what number would the letter H equal?
6.
How many kids do Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have?
3.
As of summer 2025, how many editions of All Together Now Festival has there been?
4.
If a set of traffic lights includes dedicated right turn arrow, how many lights are there in total on the traffic lights?
5.
On a computer number pad, what number should usually have the page up function if you pressed it with a shift?
8.
All right. Megan, how do you think you got on?
Oh, not good.
Not good. What if you were to put a number on it, what would you say?
Probably 4.
A 4 out of 10?
Okay, we've just done the maths there. It says tot them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Better than you thought, Megan. Nothing to be ashamed of at all.
50% is not bad. It's harder than any exam I ever got.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. So the first three you flew through, I thought, oh my God, you know, when someone gets through the first three, don't you start getting a bit excited?
Yeah,
you're like, oh, we're going to be on to a winner here. And then sugar, question 4 caught you. A popular hat with cowboys is a what gallon hat? The answer is a 10 gallon hat. Elsewhere, if A equals 1, what number would the letter H equal? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. It actually would fall at number 8. You said number 6 for that one. As of summer 2025, how many editions of All Together Now festivals have there been? It launched in 2018 and it ran all the way through, obviously, till 2025, but obviously missed out in COVID years. So there were 6 in total rather than 4. This is a question that just needs a bit, it's a bit of a thinker. If a set of traffic lights includes a dedicated right turn arrow, how many lights are there in total? Four.
Yeah, so sure. Like, red, orange, green, and then the right turn.
Exactly. Yeah, you said five for that one. And finally, this was a tricky one. On a computer number pad, what number would usually have the page up function if you pressed it with shift? The answer was nine, but you said eight. You were very close.
All right, Megan, 5 out of 10. Not too bad. Hold your head up high and enjoy your day in the council.
Thanks very much.
Any weddings in today?
Yeah. One every day.
Busy. All right. Well, thanks, Emil. Talk to you later.
Good luck, Megan.
Bye.
See ya. If you want to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow, two chances after 8 and after 9. I would like to ask you, David Hammond.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of more online than me, and I'm bad enough. But anyway, have you ever heard of the microgenre bardcore in music? Because I haven't.
Bardcore.
No.
No.
When I say bard, who do you think of?
I think of Vanguard.
Shakespeare. He's known as Bard, right? That's kind of a nickname for Shakespeare. But anyway.
Why? Who would call him that? His friends. Who is his friends?
It was his nickname is The Bard.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
No interest in that. I had no inkling of that.
Okay, cool. So bardcore, it's also known as tavern wave. It's this musical genre, microgenre, that began in 2020. And it's basically doing remakes of popular songs, medieval inspired.
Okay.
Making them sound quite medieval.
Do you remember back in the couple of years ago with the sea shanty?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Is it kind of
well, the well of man runs.
Yeah. What a throwback.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a tune.
With the deep voice.
Oh, that's such a shame. That doesn't qualify for an only threesome, does it? It's too recent, yeah. But there's a particular account on YouTube and on Spotify so popular by this guy who loves this genre. His name is Beetle the Bardcore. And on his bio on YouTube, he says, "I, Beetle the Bardcore, doth love to party. I here shareth my medieval bardcore cover versions for the enjoyment of all peoples."
I have never seen content more given to you by Callum.
I don't know.
There's no way you came up to do this. This was all Callum.
Well,
when I saw it and I said to Emma, take a look at this.
Yeah, I knew you did.
It's good though. So it features kind of acoustic instruments like lutes and harps and flutes. And also what they do, and I would love us to do on the show tomorrow. Don't worry, it won't be that much work. It'll be fine. Is I want us to do this. They replace modern slang and lyrics with old English or historical phrasing instead. So they take a popular song and the lyrics can obviously sometimes be a bit belled or whatever, right. But they replace with this, like, "I doth it bestow upon you, sir."
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Great. Well, so, I'm looking forward to you doing that tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, for example, on the playlist for Beetle the Bardcore on Spotify, you will recognise this song.
It's not AI. This is a real person.
This is what they've put together and they've worked on to make it sound bardcore.
Dun. Very minimal.
Very cool.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good, but it is a little bit like Indian music.
Indian?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
It sounds exactly like Indian
music.
See
what you think when you hear others, but obviously that's 50 Cent.
That doesn't sound like Indian music.
What I quite love about Beetle the Bardcore himself as well, he seems to be really into hip-hop, so a lot of his bardcore takes are from kind of hip-hop songs like this.
That's Aladdin. Do you know what I mean?
You're not far off. It does sound quite Aladdin-y, actually. I hadn't thought of that, but maybe you're on
I'd
something there.
I'd say because it's very flute. It's the same kind of instruments.
Yeah, which is... Aladdin was India, wasn't he?
Armenian Nights.
Arabian
Nights.
So Arabia.
Yeah, that's a fake place. But yeah, it is kind of that part of the world they're trying to replicate.
That's the first thing I hear when you... But I really like it. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's obviously Eminem. I don't think you're going to know the next one.
I didn't know the first two.
Oh, did you? Okay. This one is lovely on the ear. Dave is smiling.
I don't have it. It sounds very familiar, though.
It's Kendrick.
I think that one has the least correlation.
I don't know why it sounded familiar to me. I don't even know the real version. It sounds great, though. I really like it.
It's really pleasing, isn't it?
I can't believe you didn't pick up on that. Like, the second I heard any of them, all I'm thinking of is, you know, in movies when, like, the snake is coming out of the hand and they're, like, playing the flute to it.
Well, that is kind of medieval period as well, isn't it?
No, it's probably modern India type, isn't it?
I suppose it would still be, yeah.
Paradise.
Yes, you got it. It's Gangsta's Paradise.
This is so good.
Finally. I think you'll get this one. Listen close.
No.
Are you taking the...
What is it?
Ghetto Gospel.
I don't know that song.
What?
Elton John and Tupac.
No.
This is a great song.
I have never heard this song. Callum and Emma are very angry at me now.
As Ellie Kelly and Charlie Murphy would say, hold my drink. What do you mean you don't know the song Ghetto Gospel?
I don't know.
Who held back that song from you?
I don't know, probably my mother.
I thought you used to listen to the radio growing up.
I did, but I've never heard that song before.
It was all over the radio
growing
up. I
can't believe you were shocked that I didn't get it.
What? Ghetto Gospel? No, I'm sorry. If there's anyone in the world that happens to be listening to Spin right now who has never heard of the song Ghetto Gospel, I beg you, I beg you to reach out to us, because I really don't think anyone exists.
Surely there has to be someone else. 0877 11 1038.
Ghetto Gospel. I welcome with my hand. I simply don't believe that you don't know that
song. I swear to God.
What?
I'm sorry.
Don't think, you're from a different planet. Like, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Dave Holly, is from, I don't know.
Holly's message: I'm 21, never heard that song, never heard of that song.
So
Evan in Clondalkin, you're not alone.
I'm going home now.
We're getting your match ready with a FIFA World Cup meal for adults available now at McDonald's, and we got loads of €50 McDonald's voucher for you to win this morning.
We sure do. And basically, you can select 9 nuggets or a Big Mac meal with fries and a drink and score one of 6 limited edition cups. You've messaging in the word match for your chance to win those €50 McDonald's vouchers this morning. We'll get to that in a sec, but it's kind of in the business end of the World Cup now. Is that fair to say?
It is, yeah. Yesterday was the first day that since the World Cup started that we didn't have a match, and I was miserable.
Jack was lost.
I didn't know what to
do. Yeah.
I was like flicking around the channels and I was like, where is it?
So naturally, because there's only 8 teams left and we're in quarterfinal stage, there's just going to be less matches for the next 10 days. It's Sunday week is the final, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's one quarterfinal every day for the next 4 days, I want to say, and then there'll be 2 semi-finals and the final on the
big
Sunday.
Final. Did you see Justin Bieber announced as the halftime show?
Yeah, he's part of it as well.
I don't agree with this halftime show. I don't think it should be a thing. I don't.
Yeah, I know.
But I do want one of these McDonald's cups. I'll tell you that much.
Exactly, yeah. So look, we want to ring around and give away as many of these €50 McDonald's vouchers as we've time to do this morning. Stacey is there. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. All right, Stacey, who have you got for the match? Quarterfinal 1, predictions, France-Morocco. What is your prediction? Who's winning?
France.
All right, I'd say that's probably a safe bet. Have you a score prediction?
2-1.
2-1.
2-1 to
like
France.
It.
That's at least Morocco would be, I can't think of the lingo, but they would have made a good effort with their one goal.
Yeah.
Well done to you. You've won yourself a €50 McDonald's voucher.
Good luck, Stacey. Have a great day.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Bye.
Looking for you now, Stephen.
I can't wait to hear what Stephen thinks.
Hello.
There he is. Hi, Stephen. We would love to sort you with a €50 McDonald's voucher. How are you?
We just need to check, though, Stephen.
I'm all good. How are you?
We're good. What is your match prediction? Quarterfinal 1 tonight. Who's winning? What's the score?
Probably 3-1 to France.
3-1 to France. Are we talking penalties? Are we talking extra time? Are we talking the full 90 minutes? That's it done.
No, the full 90 minutes. All I think France are too good.
I like it, Stephen.
France are brill, are they?
They're
sorry. Okay,
I think they're going to win it. Yeah,
oh, 100%. Really? The whole thing?
Yeah. Stephen, congratulations. €50 McDonald's voucher on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Good luck. And now, Dean, we are looking for you.
Hello.
Hi, Dean. It's Em and Dave. How are you doing?
How are you, Dean?
How are you?
Well, have you been up during all hours watching World Cup games over the last while?
No, I wish I was, but I'm not really into the football, to be honest with you.
Are you not? Okay, well, still. We're gonna try and win you a €50 McDonald's voucher regardless. So we're looking for predictions for tonight's first quarter final.
Yeah, France, Morocco. Who have you got, Dean?
I'd say France.
Oh, God. Will anyone say Morocco? Right, go on, France. And what score? Put a score on it.
We'll say 2-1.
2-1, France. All right, same as Stacey. Nice one, Dean. You have just won yourself a €50 McDonald's voucher. Have a fantastic day.
Enjoy.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a lovely day.
You too. Good luck.
And now we're looking for you, Aisling.
Hello.
Hey, Aisling. It's Em and Dave. How are you?
What's the crack, Aisling?
Hi. How are you guys?
We're good. Quarterfinal one tonight. France, Morocco. Who do you have? What's your prediction?
Well, I have Morocco in the spin.
In the spin sweepstakes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We even have a voice note from you.
Come on, Morocco. Yeah. Do me proud.
Yes.
That's you.
Love that, Aisling. So you are holding the Moroccan flag later on tonight. What is your prediction score wise?
Oh, look, I would say 3 because they've been really doing well.
They have been doing well.
Have you been keeping a close eye because you have them in the fully charged sweepstake? I love this.
Yeah, now listen, I don't have much choice because my husband loves football, but I am really supporting Morocco.
Yay! Fair play.
So I love that, Aisling. Can't wait for tonight.
Right, so a 3-0 Morocco win,
Come on, why not?
I'm excited for that. Aisling, congratulations. We'll also send you a €50 McDonald's voucher as well. Have a great day.
Oh, I could have that watching the match tonight.
There you go,
yeah,
perfect.
There you go.
Good luck, Aisling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, I just don't know. I don't know if I believe her. I don't believe that's going to happen.
Miracles can happen.
I can't see Dembele or Mbappe not scoring. I just can't. But anyway, listen.
Maybe they've got a bad belly today.
Maybe they have a bad belly. Yeah, there you go. So Stacey said France 2-1. Stephen said France 3-1. Dean said France 2-1. Aisling, Morocco 3-0.
We love a bit of positivity.
It would be huge if that was the case.
More McDonald's vouchers to go on the show in the morning. We'll get ready for the second quarterfinal. So, if you want to win your McDonald's vouchers, 7:30 in the morning, as Dave mentioned, we'll give you the chance to win those. The morning started for me kind of funny. Loads of things went wrong and delayed me getting out of the house and into work, and then I was getting slagged by Dave and Callum.
But then you had a great show and you realised, God, I love them boys.
They noticed that on my Instagram story, even though I was like, guys, I'm running late, there's loads of things working against me this morning. They were like, you still managed to stop everything though and take a photo of your outfit at home and post it on your Instagram story.
And you took a selfie.
Yeah, but I just liked my outfit. Anyway, Dave was slagging me going, he didn't even look nice. He looked like you were going to your first day of primary school. He said that my outfit looked like what you dress your 5-year-old in if you're sending them off to their first day of nursery. And I just want to get back to you on that.
Did I really say that?
Yes, you did.
Awful
actually.
Mean.
You did. I just want to go through some of the comments that I've received about my outfit since that time. Zoe at reception, quote, Emma, your outfit is amazing. Thank you. Sasha on Instagram, this whole look is 10 out of 10. Ignore Dave. Katrina on Instagram, don't mind Dave, you look great. Laura, Emma, where did you get that t-shirt? Dave can be so mean. I made up that last bit from Laura.
Yeah, you definitely did.
So there you go.
Listen, it's just not for me. Speaking of not for me, Michaela Hayes is in.
Hi Michaela.
Welcome back.
You were in, where were you?
Brussels.
Brussels, seeing BTS.
I said Belgium, was that the same place?
Yeah. Your favourite band in the world is BTS. You finally got to see them. Is that your first time seeing them live?
Yeah.
Okay, how was it? Explain, and don't just be like, it was amazing. Give us details.
It was absolutely exceptional. Everybody there was beyond obsessed with BTS. I danced, screamed, jumped the entire time. They got close to me because I had standing tickets, I'm sure.
Did you go try and get like, to the front?
No, I'm too short and I collapse in crowds.
So that's why I would have thought you'd be better at the front.
No, because you get squished.
You get pushed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no, Michaela, like as much as K-pop is like the thing now, in fairness, you were on this a long, long, long time ago. And for someone who can be kind of grumpy, it's weird because the music is so happy that it makes me really happy that you get joy out of this music because you can be a bit moody at times. But we love you for that.
Of course. What you're talking about. She is a ray of sunlight at all times.
All times, especially in the morning post 10 a.m.
No, but come here. Was it everything that you wanted to be and more?
It really was. It was amazing. And even afterwards, we went, there was loads of kind of gangs of gals sitting around and some DJ appeared and he started playing BTS songs and
Savage.
Everybody got together. Most of us didn't speak the same language because we were all coming from different countries. Korean songs,
who
that's amazing.
Who are you most attracted to in BTS?
Suga.
Suga.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the main one?
They're all the main ones.
Oh, right.
It's good. All about equality in BTS.
I feel very old talking to Michaela Hayes. Listen, she's on the way from 10 and we'll be back tomorrow live from 7 a.m.
Yeah, have a great show now, Mac. Yeah.
Thank you.
She's also the boss of this K-pop radio station that we have there in the Spin app as well. We'll catch you back here in the morning.
Love you, bye.
Michaela's on the way. On it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.